it is very appropriate for Linda to lead us that song. I believe that the song that you chose was moved by the Holy Spirit to indeed dictate to serve Jesus. And we just be very, very careful how we live our life as a Christian worker. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks because you not only move your servant Paul to write down how we should behave in our working place in the book of Ephesians, and you also move your servant now and to preach it according to your word, not according to his own opinion. And you also move Linda to choose the song that is very fitting to this sermon. And Lord, I pray today that you give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation, not only to the one who speaks, but to those who hear, and help us to learn from it, and so that we see light in the light, and so that we be the sons of light, and walk in the light. When we see you face to face, we know for sure we will be richly rewarded. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So, the main idea number one is live as obedient slaves. If you are a slave, if you are a worker in your working place, you have to live a life as an obedient worker. By doing so, you are serving Jesus Christ. And that is how you work out your salvation. And that is how you shine for Jesus. And you make the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ attractive. Because if your boss realizes that you are a Christian and you disobey him, very likely he can ask you, is that what Jesus tells you to disobey me? You remember 2 weeks ago? Last week I went to New York. 2 weeks ago I talked about honor your parents, right? How do you honor your parents? Obey them. And now we honor our master by obeying them. Okay? And in chapter 6, I read that to you, chapter 6, verse 5, Ephesians, slave, obey your earthly master with respect and with fear and with integrity of heart, with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. So how should slave deal with master? I want you to remember that the one word is obedient. Okay? When you obey your master, you are shining for Jesus. Because when they see you, they don't see you. They see Jesus Christ live in your life. So, slave, obey your earthly master. You don't just obey. You obey with respect. You obey with fear. You obey with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Jesus Christ. So in other words, if you obey your earthly master, you are serving Jesus. When people ask, why are you doing things like that? Because Jesus commanded me to do it, and that's why I'm doing it. When you serve Jesus in this way, you'll be richly rewarded. And God is going to reward you in due time. He not only reward you in the present life, and also reward you in the life to come. I think it's just last week, I watched a news. Someone interviewed the CEO of a fast food restaurant and asked him, "And how can you be the CEO?" And he said that he was a dropout college. He didn't finish his college, he dropped out, but he is a hard worker. He started serving, flipping hamburger and serving hamburger in a fast food restaurant. And now he's a CEO. The interviewer asked him, how can you be a CEO? He said, I work very, very hard. I learn it very fast. Whoever my supervisor, I obey him. I don't take his job. I make my supervisor very, very happy. When he gets promotion, I take his place. And work out like that. And then he worked for another supervisor. He make his supervisor very, very happy too. Okay? And then his supervisor become a manager. Then he becomes supervisor. When the supervisor become a director, he become the manager. When the supervisor become a VP, he become a director. When the supervisor become a president, he become a VP. Does that make sense? It makes sense. Check that in the Fox News. I don't remember whether he is the ex-McDonald's CEO or not, but he was a ex-CEO of the fast food. I want you to remember one thing. The supervisor has the power to fire. You may not know that. When it comes to an argument between you and the supervisor, the manager will not listen to you. The manager will listen to the supervisor. Brother and sister, whatever the job that you take in the working place, make sure you shine for Jesus. Doesn't matter whether this supervisor is harsh on you or not, whether he's a pervert or not, you obey him. I would like you to turn to 1 Peter chapter 2. Take a look at what Apostle Peter said regarding this. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 18. Slaves, submit yourself to your master with all respect, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. For it is commendable if a man bear up under the pain of unjust suffering because he is conscious of God. Verse 20. But how it is to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it. But if you suffer for doing good, you endure it. This is commendable before God. To this you were called. We Christians were called to suffer for doing good. This is what Peter said. Because Christ Jesus suffered for you, leaving you an example, and you should follow in his step. So go back to what Paul said. Slave, obey your earthly master with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. It will do you a lot of good. Even though if you are not dropped out from a college, you've been cocky in your working place, you will get fired. Doesn't matter how good you are. Does it make sense? No one will hire a worker who disobeys. Because you're not doing your own thing. When a manager have a meeting, it's not with you. Manager have a meeting with all the supervisor. Make sure the supervisor pass on the instruction to all the worker. When you disobey your supervisor, you disobey the manager. The manager listen to command from the director, from the VP. So make sure we submit to our earthly master. It will do you a lot of good. But before you submit your earthly master, in Ephesians chapter 6, in the beginning, verse 1 to 4, at home, you obey your parents first. If you do not learn the lesson of obedience in your own house, you cannot learn obedience at school. Obey your teacher at school. And obey your master in your working place. And then as a citizen of Canada, obey the leader in this nation. Obedience is a virtue, okay? But that was lost in this society, okay? Because they don't learn it at home, they don't learn it at school, they don't learn it in their working place, and you know who's going to suffer? The disobedient people are going to suffer. Obey, not only to win their favor when their eye is on you. You know, when in the from 10 o'clock to 10:15, you know that that's a coffee break. And you know that your supervisor is around, you know, you are on time to take a coffee break, on time to stop the break. But when your supervisor is not around, 10:30, you're still talking, right? Don't do that. If it's 15 minutes, it's 15 minutes. Doesn't matter whether the supervisor is around or not. I tell you one thing. Assuming you have a very hardworking colleague, and he is very hardworking, he can observe. Because hardworking people, it's just like the person who is skilled in his work. According to the book of Proverbs, chapter 22, verse 29. Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will serve before king. He will not serve before an obscure man. Just like the CEO that I tell you. If you know your stuff and do it well, you will get promotion. If your colleague is a skilled worker, eventually he's going to get promotion. But when he gets promotion, he's going to find a supervisor. For sure, he's not going to find you because he knows that. He's seen with you. You take coffee break. 1 hour coffee break. I don't want a worker like that. Everybody say? You're not excited. Everybody say?
Amen.
You don't know who's going to be your supervisor. Make sure when you shine for Jesus. 10:15, you go back to your desk and do your work. And when Jesus see that, he's going to pay you. It paid to serve Jesus. You do it not because of the supervisor. I do it because for Jesus Christ. Because he tell me to do it, I do it. When you obey him, according to Psalm 99, verse 6 and 7, there are three persons when they are in need and cry out to God. Moses, Aaron, and Samuel. When they pray to God and God listened to him, God listened to three of them. Why? Because when God spoke to them, they obeyed God's command. When you listen to Jesus in your daily life, just in case that you fall yourself into trouble, you cry out to God, God will hear your prayer. I want you to remember that. Psalm 99, verse 6 and 7. That three persons laid down an excellent example for us to follow. Do you want our Lord Jesus Christ to answer your prayer in a speedy manner? If the answer is yes, you obey him daily. Follow the example of Moses, Aaron, and Samuel. And when they cry out to God, God listened to them. Go back. Obey your earthly master, not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but like slave of Christ. You know that your earthly supervisor may not know how long you take your coffee break, but our Lord Jesus Christ see everything. The Bible clearly stated that the eyes of the Lord are everywhere. The wicked and the righteous, he examined their hearts and see them. When you do it, you do the good thing from your heart. What's the good thing? That's the will of the Lord. Whatever the Lord tells you to do, you do it. And when you fall yourself into problem, you cry out to God, deliver me, because I obey your word. Isn't it? You told us in the book of Psalms, the Lord delight in the well-being of his servant. You serve God daily, listen to him, in your working place to shine for Jesus, to make the teaching of Jesus Christ attractive. People going to ask you, who tell you to do that? You say, Jesus Christ tell me to do that. And then when you get promotion, you say, could you lead me to your church? I want to come to your church. I want to get the same kind of blessing that you get. See, you serve your earthly master wholeheartedly, just like you serve our Lord Jesus Christ wholeheartedly too, as if you were serving Jesus Christ, our Lord. You're not serving man. That's the same, right? Remember, who is telling you to obey? Not just the supervisor tell you to obey. It's our Lord Jesus Christ tells us to obey. If I disobey my supervisor, I'm not just disobeying earthly master. I disobey Jesus Christ. Okay? Make sure we remember what Paul said. Serve your earthly master wholeheartedly as if you're serving the Lord Jesus Christ wholeheartedly. You're not serving man. In other words, if your earthly master is not wise enough to give you a pay raise, to give you a promotion, you know what? The Lord is going to bring you from one place to other place and give you a pay raise. Because my Lord Jesus Christ is just, right, and fair. And he will do that. Make sure we learn the virtue of obedience. First at home, then at school, and now at working place. You learn it well, it will do you a lot of good. Now, second point. I talk about how slaves should deal with master. Now I talk about how master. To deal with slave. Master, treat your slave in the same way. What does it mean in the same way? My Lord Jesus Christ, he is the master of all masters. Okay? And when you deal fairly, justly, with your worker, and our heavenly master will deal with you fairly. So, if you are the master, supervisor, manager, VP, you don't threaten your subordinate. Master, provide your slave with what is right and fair. In other words, my Lord Jesus Christ, according to 1 John chapter 3, verse 7. 1 John chapter 3, verse 7, my Lord Jesus Christ is righteous. He deals with people justly and fairly. So if you have the power to reward people, you have to reward people according to the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ. If your worker is faithful worker, obedient worker, promote him because do you a lot of good. You lost him, you yourself position will not be secure to you. See, since you know that God, who is both the slave master and who is the master. Okay? And my Lord Jesus Christ is in heaven, and he looked down from heaven. He sees the wicked, he sees the righteous worker. And our Master will deal with them. And there is no favoritism with our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to talk about divine obey Paul teaching. That means I obey Jesus Christ teaching. And what kind of reward do I get? And I can see from the Bible, I will get present reward. Not only will we receive present reward from the Lord, because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does. When you do good, you'll get reward. When you do bad, he will discipline you. Why would he discipline you? Just like a father disciplines his children, want his children to be successful. You know, we love to do our own things and let's hear what Peter talk about that. Would you please turn to 1 Peter chapter 2? Because when I read the Bible, I don't just read what Apostle Paul said. I want to read Apostle Peter saying too. And I find out they are in conformity. Okay? Chapter 2, verse 18. Slave, submit yourself to your master, that means obey your earthly master with all respect, not only to those who are good and considerate, but also to those who are harsh. For it is commendable if you bear up, if a man bear up under the pain of unjust suffering, because he is conscious of God. I want to give you one illustration. Where does Peter get it from? I don't know whether you remember the people of Israel suffer so much pain under the king of Egypt, Pharaoh. They don't pay them. The Pharaoh did not pay them well, treat them very harshly. I don't know whether you know that. And the Lord know that. You know what happened? The Lord said to Moses, when you deliver the people of Israel out of Egypt, make sure you don't leave Egypt with empty handed. Take away the gold and silver. If you as a master mistreat and threaten, just like king of Egypt mistreated the people of Israel, and they are the servant of God, and they obey God, you mistreat them, the Lord gonna take the seraph at one time, take them all. Because my God is a just God. You look at the people of Israel, every time when they were mistreated, when they left with silver and gold. Why? Because God is right and fair. He deal with you rightly and fair. He wants his followers to do the same. If you are the master, you either pay your worker monthly or bi-weekly, or you can pay at the time of his departure. I don't know whether you heard that. Some bank closing hour, let's say, is 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, and they don't balance the account. They can't leave. They have to finish the work. They may not leave the bank until 4:30. 30 minutes, you don't get paid. You know what? Nowadays, they can hunt back on them. Whistleblower can blow it up, they can pay. I tell you another story. Some workers in New York, as a waiter, they don't get paid. They get salary on their gratuity. But they work very, very hard. They don't get paid for it. Now, you know, I heard that in New York, a lot of restaurants, they close down. Why? Because they are afraid the government is going to chase after them. Because they don't pay the labor fair wages. Remember Genesis chapter 15. God knows ahead of time and tell Moses, tell Abraham, your people will be enslaved, mistreated, and threatened by king of Egypt. But don't worry, when you left that place, make sure take the silver and gold. You know the Bible says Egyptians gladly give them silver and gold. Why? Because the firstborn of both man and animal was struck dead. And they are afraid the second son will die. You want silver? I give you silver. You want gold? I give you gold. I gladly send you away. Brother and sister, as a manager, as an owner of your restaurant, make sure you deal with your worker justly and fairly. Remember the woman in the working place? They don't get the same wages, right? Male get 30% more. Is it true? Not now? You don't know? Wow. They say, your husband is working, you don't need that much. You know? But eventually, you wait and see. Eventually, the pendulum is going to swing on the other side. It's getting there now. In conclusion, whether you are master or slave, do good. Deal with other people fairly, justly, and rightly. He'll be all right. Because my God is a good God. Make the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ attractive. When they come to the church, say, wow, I know where you learn the church. You learn it from Pastor John. Pastor John learned it from Peter. Pastor John learned it from Paul. Pastor John learned it from our Lord Jesus Christ. Turn to Paul's teaching, the book of Titus, chapter 2. Hear what Paul says. Chapter 2, verse 9. Teach slaves to be subject to their master. That means to obey their master in everything. To try to please them, not to talk back to them. And not to steal from them, but to show them they can be fully trusted. So that in every way, they will make the teaching about God, our Savior, attractive. Make sure you do good in your working place, and one of these days, because you can hardly find this kind of worker. Because this worker, with obedience, with integrity of heart, he is so filled with the Holy Spirit. He is totally controlled by our Lord Jesus Christ. And people are going to ask you, who teach you that? Is it your mother teach you? Your father teach you? Your pastor teach you? Who teach you that? You say, come and see. Come to my church. And he will hear that. Now I know. I learned about our Lord Jesus Christ. You honor God, God will honor you. Just like Daniel honored God, Daniel was exalted and was honored. Crown of pure gold fall on his head. Okay? He is the second on the throne. Now, I said that if you are obedient, worker, and let's say if you are obedient master, you not only get reward, a present reward, you will also get future reward. Okay? Future reward. From who? From the Lord Jesus Christ. Since you know that, you will receive an inheritance on the Lord Jesus Christ.
You say, Pastor John, where did you get that?
I read that. In Ephesians, he didn't say that. I read that again. Turn back to the Bible in Ephesians. It's only a few words. Chapter 6, verse 5, slave, obey your earthly master with respect and fear and with sincerity of heart, just as you would obey Christ. Obey them not only to win their favor when their eye is on you, but like slave of Christ, doing the will of God. It is the will of God for worker to obey their master. When you obey not grudging. You obey the will of God from your heart. Serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not man. Because you know that the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does, whether he is a slave or free. Free means he's not a slave, he's just a worker. Or free means he's a master. Okay? Now, the Bible just says the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good he does. Then I go to the book of Colossians. It's also written by Paul. Hear what the Bible says. Chapter 3, verse 22. Slave, obey your earthly master in everything, and do it, not only when their eye is on you and to win their favor, but with the sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for man. Since you know that, I want you to circle that three words, since you know that. You know why people can be so prosperous and successful? Because you know that you're going to get reward. If you don't believe that by doing good you're going to get reward, sooner or later you're going to look around all the co-workers, they don't do that. You're going to follow them, right? You don't follow them. You don't follow the worldly way. You follow what the Lord Jesus Christ has said to you. You follow the godly way. Take a look at what Paul go on saying. Since you know that, you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. Write that down, right beside Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 only talk about you get a reward. He didn't tell you what kind of reward you're going to get. But in Colossians, he tells you, you're going to get an inheritance. You're going to get an inheritance. Now that's the mystery. Let me tell you. Right beside the inheritance, I want you to turn to Colossians. Circle the word inheritance. Chapter 3, verse 24. You write down Colossians. Chapter 1, verse 9 to 14. I read that to you. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray that in order that we may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please the Lord in every way. Brother and sister, if you please your earthly past, earthly master in every way, indeed you are pleasing our Lord Jesus Christ in every way, because that's the Lord teaching to you. Bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. The more you obey Him, the more you understand who God is and what He's going to do to you and how He's going to bless you. Being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great enduring and patience. When everybody disobeys their earthly master, you don't follow them, you endure, you be patient, and joyfully giving thanks to the Heavenly Father. Why? Because Heavenly Father will bless you. Heavenly Father has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. In other words, the holy people will be richly rewarded with an inheritance. And now you're faithful in serving God in your working place and obey your earthly master, you get the same kind of inheritance. Don't tell me that you only serve in the church, you get the inheritance. You serve in your working place, you get the inheritance. Make sure you are successful like Nehemiah, like Daniel, like Joseph. And you can attract a lot of workers to come to the church. You may not know how to preach the word of God, but Pastor John knows how to. You bring him in. Tell him, come and see. Am I right, Johnny Walker? He comes to this church to come to know Christ. Make sure, brother and sister, make the teaching of God attractive. Obey God. Obey Jesus Christ. And then obey your earthly master. Make sure that he is prosperous and successful. When he is prosperous and successful, he will give you a lot of blessing. Verse 13, Colossians chapter 1. For God the Father has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loved. The kingdom of the Son He loved is the kingdom of light. God rescued us from the dominion of darkness and bring us into the kingdom of light and the kingdom of the Son He loved. In Jesus Christ, we have redemption and we have the forgiveness of our sin. And in Him, we can shine for Jesus. We can make God's teaching very, very attractive. We can make your company make a lot of money and you get promotion. Now, anyone who does wrong, in other words, refuse to listen to what Paul's teaching, refuse to listen to what Peter's teaching, and refuse to listen to what God said, and he does wrong, he will be repaid for his wrong. Because God the Father doesn't show favoritism. He will repay each person according to what he has done. You do good, the book of Proverbs say, those who seek good find good will. Those who do good will be punished by God. Psalm 68, I think, verse 11 and 12. One thing God has spoken. Two things have I heard. Our Lord Jesus Christ is powerful and loving, and He will surely reward each person according to what he has done. Whether good or bad? No, not Psalm 68.
62.
Let me see. Psalm 62, I'm sorry. Turn to Psalm 62, 11 and 12. One thing God has spoken. What has He spoken? God will reward each person according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Two things have I heard. You, O God, are strong. You are powerful. And you, O Lord, are loving. Whatever you say, you will do it. But I want to remind you in conclusion, if the master may promise you something, promise you this and that, if you do this, most of the time, the earthly master forget what they promise you. Because they are not powerful, they are not loving. But my God, Jesus Christ, He's powerful. He's loving. When He spoke, it came to be. When He commanded, He stood firm. He will deliver what He has promised. Psalm 145:13, my Lord Jesus Christ is faithful to all His promises. Don't put your trust in earthly master, but just obey them. Your reward is from who? From our Lord Jesus Christ. He will repay it. Our Heavenly Father, hear my prayer, listen to my cry for mercy, and help us to remember the key word, obedience. Not only at home, not only at school, not only at working place, more importantly also, in our own nature, obey all these leaders. It will do us a lot of good. And I pray all this in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.